नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिनि नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच फॉर ज्वाइनिंग टुडे सेशन। So we have been discussing from the ninth verse of Manasiksha, which talks about practice of Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. How is Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti practiced? And especially in the practice of Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti, one very important element of that, which is Smaranam. So how do we remember? What is a favorable way of remembering? Whom should we remember? And how should we remember? So that is what this verse is teaching. So we have been discussing from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary to this verse, Bhajan Band commentary. And in that we have discussed glorification of Krishna, glorification of Radharani, glorification of Lalita Devi, glorification of Vishakha Devi, and glorification of Radha Kund. So today we will discuss glorification of Girira Govardhan by learning Hiranath Das Goswami's Sri Govardhana Rasa Prarthana Dashakam, and also we will also try to learn Vrinda Devi Ashtakam, because the whole Vrindavan, what is meditation on Vrindavan without meditating on Vrinda Devi? So we will try to learn that also. And if time permits, we will learn Radhika Ashtakam also today. So we will take this opportunity to do whatever Smaranam we can, we will try to do. And I will see if I get inspired, I will search for more Ashtakams and we can keep on doing, you know, week after week. You know, we will learn these Ashtakams and we will try to meditate. Devotees have requested me for recordings of these Ashtakams. I will search for some better recordings. You know, I am not a good singer. So I will search for some better Ashtakam, better recordings. I think some Swarup Damodar Prabhu has sung and recorded. I will try to search for some good recordings and I will pass it on to you so that devotees can hear, meditate, memorize. And this is very wonderful. And I hope that all of you, before Kartik, you know, I'm giving sufficient time. This is just June. It is July, August, September, October. Almost like more than 4 months you can take to memorize these Ashtakams, so that in Kartik, if you ever go to Vrindavan, or even if you don't go to Vrindavan, or even we don't even have to wait till Kartik, we can all memorize and for the rest of our lives keep chanting these Ashtakams. And when we actually become qualified one day, I mean, we will really treasure these Ashtakams. They will be our biggest treasure. Even though we may not see these Ashtakams that way right now. But when we actually become qualified, this will become actually our treasures. So let us accumulate these treasures, which we will appreciate in future. Right? So let us see. So today at least one Dashakam of glorifying Govardhanji and one Ashtakam glorifying Vrinda Devi, at least we will be able to do. And if Krishna willing, maybe Radhika Ashtakam, we will see. I don't want to just quickly brush through all these things, but slowly relish and try to meditate and memorize. That way it will be helpful. Okay. At this point, I'll request we will request Radha Pramod Prabhu to do a recap of what we have seen last time, and then we will take it up from there. Thank you all very much. Over to you, bro.
Eks omagnana basically the meaning of the verse is, O mind, meditate on Krishna as the Lord of my leader, Sri Radhika. Sri Radhika as his most dear object of love, and Sri Lalita as her incomparable friend, and Sri Vishakha as the foremost guru distributing the teachings of love, and on Radha Kund Govardhan as giver of sight and love of Sri Radha Krishna. And here Raghunath Das Goswami is basically guiding the practitioners on the mutual relationship between the spontaneous devotional service and amorous transcendental love of God. So last week we had discussed Sri Vrajaraja Sastakam, eight prayers glorifying son of king of Vraja. So the standard line goes is, just worship Krishna, the dark jewel, the son of king of Vraja. And each verse is glorifying different aspects of Lord. So first verse is about glorifying the complexion. This that complexion conquers that of the fresh new rain cloud. And he's expert paramours and expert, and the ocean of ecstatic mellow. And about his head dress, it is adorned with lovely peacock feathers. And then his eyes are compared to the second verse, arched rainbow. Face is like pure moon-like. And his sweet smile and pleasant speech, they are glorified. The third verse, the limbs that respond to love, and they tremble profusely with Cupid's agitation. And enchantingly dressing, that's what how Krishna does to fascinate Vrajavasis, and his eyes are extraordinary. And it is said Krishna's has a hairy forehead, fringe of bay locks, and his ears and earrings, they're like shark shaped earrings, yes. And about his he has charming hips and yellow silk dhoti. This is how Krishna looks. And beautifully resound with soft twinkle ankles, which are actually creating agitation for many. That's how Krishna's ankle bells are. And whole souls are marked with the flag. Also, his body is smeared with sandalwood paste, glowing with Kaustubha gem, and his personal beauty represents the topmost zenith of Vraja's youth. And Krishna is most worshipful for all the demigods and sages, guru and lord of all created beings. He is greater than Lord Shiva also. And last verse is, he is fond of sporting with Srimati Radharani. And he dresses as corn prince of Mellover relisher, and lord of lords in the entire universe. This is just a brief summary of Vrajaraja Sastakam. Then we had discussion. Then this is from Bhajan Darpan commentary, where the meditation on Radha Kund, the famous pond of Srimati Radharani. So Radha Kund bestows loving, sublime attachment to the Lord and affection for serving the lotus feet of divine couple. This is what Radha Kund gives us. So, and Raghunath Das Goswami, he writes Vilapa Kusumanjali. There are shlokas from that. So, he is praying, O Radha Kund, in your waters, Radha and Krishna always sports. Therefore, you are extremely dear to both of them. Therefore, kindly reveal to me the spiritual form of Sri Radha. And same thing, there is a prayer to Vishakha also. Oh, beautiful Vishakha, I shall not leave your association. You are the same age of Sri Radha. You are the abode of her confidential secrets. Oh, goddesses, showing me the form of my divine goddesses Radha, please save my life. I am dying in separation. And then now the glorification of Radha Kund. First we prayed to Radha Kund, and then he glorifies two different prayers. One is from Nectar of Instruction. This is what is quoted. So Mathura is superior to Vaikuntha because Lord appeared in Mathura, and superior to Mathula Mandal is forest of Vrindavan because Krishna performed Rasalila past tense. Superior to forest of Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill because he raised Govardhan with his hand and the sight of his various loving pastimes. And above all, the super excellent Sri Radhakund stands supreme and overflooded with ambrosial nectarian prema. So where now there is, this is what is asked, where then is that intelligent person who is unwilling to serve this divine Radhakund? So we should serve Radhakund. And then there is another shloka saying, of all types of fruit workers advanced in knowledge of the higher, so who is in knowledge is superior to fruit workers, and of the jnanis, one who is practicing devotional service, sadhana bhakti, and it's superior to sadhaka is prema bhakta, and superior to prema bhakta, within the gopis are the exalted of among all the prema bhaktas, and among all gopis, Srimati Radharani is the most dear to Krishna, and her kund is as profoundly dear to Lord Krishna. Now the question is, who then will not reside in Radha? That's all. And then last shloka is, of the many objects of favorable delight, Srimad Radharani is the most treasurable object of Lord Krishna's love, and in every respect her divine kund is similarly dear to him. Undoubtedly Radha kund is very rarely attained even by the great devotees. This is what is about Radha.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Guru. Thank you very much. So, we will start today's discussion. So, we have been discussing from this 9th verse. In the 8th verse, he introduced Raganuga Sadhana. And in this 9th verse, he actually talks about practice of Raganuga Sadhana, which specific focus on Smaranam, because as we saw, Rupa Goswami talking about Raganuga Bhajan, elements of Raganuga Bhajan, he says, Krishnam smaran janam chasya preshtam nija samihitam tattat katarutas chasau kuryad vasam braje sada. So Krishnam smaran, meditating on Krishna, remembering Krishna, cha ashta asya preshtam nija samihitam smaran, nija samihitam preshtam janam smaran. And one should also meditate on associates of Krishna, especially those associates who are in the same mood that we are aspiring after. So which is primarily Madhurya, that is what our acharyas have come to give. Sir, possible. Primarily they give Madhurya, because practically most of the acharyas, starting from Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Mami, Swarup Damodar Goswami, were all gopis and manjaris only. So primarily they, and also Anarpita Charim Chirat Karanaya Vatirana Hakalav Samarpayitum Unnata Ujjwala Rasam Swabhakti Shriyam. So primarily Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came to give Ujjwala Rasam. So therefore there is meditation on Radharani, there is meditation on Vishakha Devi, there is meditation on Lalita Devi. Then there is Radha Kund, where the amorous pastimes happen. Then there is Govardhan, where also amorous pastimes happen. So practically there is meditation which is conducive for Madhurya Rasa, that is primarily presented here. And tattat katha rata, one should also develop an attachment to hearing katha which is connected to these kind of pastimes. Kuryad vasam braje sada, and one should always live in Vrindavan. Possible physically and mentally, if physically it's not possible, at least mentally. But of course, one can exclusively perform this these activities only when one becomes qualified by at least crossing the stage of anartana vritti. One should at least cross the stage of anartana vritti and then gradually develop that greed for attaining the mode of love which the Vrasis show towards Krishna, then one can practice this. But for now, we can at least appreciate, accept, understand and appreciate, that's all. Practice, we may not exclusively do this practice, but we can understand and appreciate. So, this talks about meditation on Krishna, Radharani, Lalita Devi, Vishakha Devi, Radha Kund and Giriraj Govardhan. So, how do we meditate? So we will chant the words together, see the meaning once, and then we will move on. Madishana Tatve Vraja Vipina Chandram Vrajavane Shvarim Tanna Tatve Tadatula Sakitve Tulalita Vishakam Shikshali Vitarana Gurutve Priyasaro गिरीन्द्रौ तत्प्रेक्षा ललितरतिदत्वे स्मरमण. So he says, O Mana, my dear mind, Smara, please meditate on Vraja Vipina Chandram, Krishna, who is the moon of Vrindavan, Vrindavan Chandra. Vraja Vipina is Vrindavan Chandra. Vraja Vipina Chandram, how should we meditate on Krishna? Mad Isha Natatve. One should meditate on Krishna not as my Lord. One should meditate on Krishna as the Lord of my mistress. My Lord is not Krishna. My Lord is Radharani. And Krishna is the maybe the Lord of Radharani, but my Lord is Radharani. Radha Dasyam, that is mentioned here. Madisha Natatve Vraja Vipina Chandram. And how should we meditate on Radharani? He says, Vrajavana Ishwarim Tannatatve. Who is Radharani? Vrajavana Ishwari. Krishna is Vraja Vipina Chandram and Radharani is Vrajavana Ishwari. So she is the mistress or goddess or queen of Vrindavan. And Krishna is the moon of Vrindavan. Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan. And how should we meditate on that queen of Vrindavan? Tannatatve. As the dearmost object of Krishna's love. One should meditate on Radharani as the dearmost object of Krishna's love. Okay. And then, how do we meditate on Lalita Devi? Tad Atula Sakitve Tu Lalitam. One should meditate on Lalita Devi as the incomparable friend of Radharani. Then how do we meditate on Vishakha Devi? Vishakha Shikshali Vitarana Gurutve. One should meditate on Vishakha Devi as the foremost guru, Shikshali Vitarana, who distributes the teachings of love. And Priya Saro, and how do we meditate on Radha Kund and Govardhan? Priya Saro Girirau Tat Preksha Lalita Rati Tatve. So Priya Saraha, the dear pond, Radha Kund, and Girindrau, the king of all mountains, which is Govardhan. One should meditate on them as for two reasons. They give an opportunity to see the amorous pastimes of Radha and Krishna, Preksha, and Lalita Rati Datve. They also give love for Shishi, Radha and Krishna. Smaramana. One should meditate, O mind, meditate on Krishna, Vraja Vipina Chandram, Madhishana Tatve, Vrajavana Ishwari, Tanna Tatve, Lalitam, Tad Atula Sakitve, Vishakam, Shikshali Vitarana Gurutve, Priyasaro Girindrav, Tat Preksha Lalitarati Datve, Smaramana, like that. So in this, we discussed about meditation on Shri Krishna, who is the Vraja Vipina Chandram, the moon of Vrindavan forest. So we discussed from Mukunda Muktavalistava, two verses glorifying the beauty of Krishna. And we also discussed from Tribhangi Panchakam of Stavamala, in which, you know, how do we offer prayers to Krishna? You know, that is discussed. And then we also discussed glorification of meditation on Srimati Radharani from Vilapa Kusmanjali of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. So how he expresses his feelings of separation from Srimati Radharani, Vilapa. So expresses his Radha Dasyam, also expresses himself as the maid servant of Srimati Radharani. And then for Lalita Devi meditation, and Lalita Devi, we went through Lalita Ashtakam. So you know, we tried to memorize and meditate on Lalita Devi through Lalita Ashtakam. And then while meditating on Vishakha Devi, we understood that Vishakha Devi is the spiritual body of Yamuna Devi is Vishakha. So therefore, while in glorifying Yamuna Devi, Vishakha Devi is also glorified. And we saw Rupa Goswami's glorification of Yamuna Devi in Sri Yamuna Ashtakam. You know, the eight verses glorifying Yamuna Devi and also Vishakha Devi in that way. So then in the next section, or in the next session, we discussed glorification of Krishna, because for Krishna we did not memorize any Ashtakam. So we memorized Vrajaraja Sutashtakam. So we will quickly recollect what we saw. We saw the first verse glorifying his complexion in the first line. Navan nirada nirmita kanti dharam rasa sagara nagara bhupavaram shubhavankimat Shikanta Shikam Bhaja Krishna Nidim Rajaraja Sutam. Bhaja Krishna Nidim Rajaraja Sutam. So this is the line which repeats in every verse. Just worship Krishna, who is the dark jewel, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj. Nava Nirada Nindita Kantidaram. His complexion defeats the complexion, the color of fresh rain cloud. Rasa sagara nagara bhupavaram. So, and how he is an expert paramour. So he says nagara bhupavaram, he is the best king of all paramours. Rasa sagara, he is the ocean of ecstatic mellows. Shubhavankim acharu shikanda shikam, his headdress is described. Charu Shikanda Shikam, he has a lovely peacock feather on his headdress, which is Vankima, tilted, Teda. Teda is generally not auspicious. Sida is considered to be auspicious. Teda is not considered to be auspicious, but for Krishna, it is called Shubhavankima. It is auspiciously tilted. So anything connected to Krishna is auspicious. Even tilt, even the Teda-ness is auspicious when connected to Krishna. That's why it is said, Shubhavankima charushikanda shikam bhaja Krishna nidim braja raja sutam. Then second verse, his beautiful face is described. Bruvi shankita vankima shakruda muka chandra vinandita koti vidum mrudumanda suhasya shubhashya yutam bhaja Krishna nidim braja raja sutam. Bruvi shankita vankima shakrudanum. Bruvishankita, the broadly bending eyebrows are like Vankima Shakrudanum. Shakra is Indra, Dhanum is Dhanush, Indra Dhanush is rainbow, Vankima is the nicely bent rainbow. So his broadly bending eyebrows look like the rainbow. Mukachandra Vinindita Koti Vidum. And his pure moon-like face defeats the beauty of millions of cupids. Koti vidum, sorry, not. Koti vidum means millions of moons, ordinary moons. Mrudumanda sohasya subhashya yutam. And his face is endowed with a beautiful smile and a pleasant speech. Bhaja Krishna nidim raja raja sutam. Then third verse. So his beautiful limbs are described, his attractive dressing is described, and his beautiful eyes are described. So vikampadananga sadangadaram vrajavasi manoharaveshakaram vrishalanchita neela sarojadrisham bhaja krishna nidim bhaja rajasutam. Sadangadaram, he possesses divinely beautiful limbs. Suvikampad, which trembled profusely due to ananga, due to the agitation of Cupid, due to gopis. Prajavasi mano paravesha. And he is dressing in such an enchanting fashion that it steals the hearts of the Prajavasis. Vrishalanchita neela saroja drisham. And his extraordinary eyes are like fully blossoming blue lotus. Vaja Krishna nidim braja raja sutam. Fourth verse. Alakavali mandita bhalatatam shruti dolita makara kundalakam kativeshtita pita patam sudatam bhaja Krishna nitim braja raja sutam. So his hairy forehead is described in the first line. Alakavali. Alakavali means wavy hair. His forehead is covered by wavy hair. Shruti dolita makara kundalakam. And his earlobes are embellished with swinging shark-shaped earrings. Makara kundalakam. Kati veshtita pita batam sudhatam. And his hips are embracing. His hips are embraced by yellow silk cloth like that. Then the next verse describes his lotus feet. Kalanupura rajita charupadam mani ranjita ganjita bringamadam javajraja shankita padayugam bhaja krishna nidim braja raja sutam. Charupadam, his beautiful feet, ganjita, it resounds with kala nupura rajita, with tinkling ankle bells, softly tinkling ankle bells. And that tinkling sound, Bhringa Madam, it maddens the bumblebees. Why? Mani Ranjita. Because of the movement of the swinging gemstones of the ankle bells, hearing that sound, the bumblebees become completely maddened. Dvaja Vajraja Shankita Pada Yugam. The soles of his lotus feet are marked with the symbols of flag, thunderbolt, fish, and many other symbols. Like that. Sixth verse. So basically, his bodily luster and beauty is described. Brisha Chandana Charchita Charutanu Manikaustu Bhagavita Bhanutanu Vrajabala Shiro Mani Rupadritam Vaja Krishna Nidim Vrajaraja Sutam. Charutanu, his graceful body is Brisha Chandana Charchita, is smeared with lot of Chandana. And then Manikaustu Bhagavita Bhanutanu, whose body glows with the Kaustubha gem, Garhita Bhanu, which defeats of even sun, eclipsing the effulgence of the sun. Vrajabala Shiromani Rupa Dhritam, and whose personal beauty represents the topmost zenith of all Vraja youths. Huh? So, you know, his personal beauty represents the topmost zenith of all Vraja youths, the most beautiful of all Vraja youths. Then, so, the next verse, seventh verse, talks about his glory. How he is the most glorious. Sora Vrinda Suvantya Mukunda Harim Suranata Shiro Mani Sarva Guru Giridari Murari Purari Param Bhaja Krishna Nidim Raja Raja Sutam. Mukunda Harim, he who is Mukunda, he who is Hari, Suravandya, Suravrinda Suvandya, he is worshipable for all the demigods and sages. Suranata Shiromani Sarva Guru. So, it says that he is the guru of all created beings, and he is also Suranata Shiromani. He is the crest jewel of all the lords. Suranatha. He is the crest jewel of all the lords. And he is the guru of all the living beings. Giridari Murari. He is known as Giridari. He is known as Murari. Purari Param. And he is more exalted. Bhaja Krishna Nidim Rajaraja Sutam. Finally, the eighth verse describes him, his attachment to Srimati Radharani, and it describes him as Rasaraj. Vrishabhanu Sutavara Keli Param Rasaraja Shiromani Veshadaram Jagadishwarami Shwarami Dyavaram Bhaja Krishna Nidim Rajaraja Sutam. So here it describes that Vrishabhanu Sutavara Keli Param. Vrishabhanu Suta is Srimati Radharani. Vara Keli Param. He is most fond of sporting with Srimati Radharani. Rasa Raja Shiromani Veshadaram. And he dresses impeccably as Rasaraja Shiromani, the crown prince of all mellow relishes. Jagadishwaram Ishwaram Idyavaram. He is the most praiseworthy lord of all the lords in this whole universe. Bhaja Krishna Nidhim Vraja Raja Sutam. Like that. So we, in this way, we meditated, we tried to meditate on Krishna as Vraja Raja Suta, as the son of Nanda Maharaj. And then we also discussed glorification of Sri Radha Kund. And in that, we read some prayers from Kusumanjali Vaishya Raghunath Das Goswami, where he says, "O Radha Kund, in your waters, my worshipable divine goddess Sri Radha always sports in various pastimes with her beloved Krishna. You therefore are extremely dearer to both of them than all their dear objects. Therefore, O divine lake, kindly reveal to me the spiritual form of Sri Radha, who is the source of my life." Like that. And he offers a similar prayer to Sri Raghunath, to Sri Vishakha Devi also. And then we saw three verses, the last three verses of Nectar of Instruction also glorify Radha Kund to be the topmost. Vaikuntha Janito Vara Madhupuri Tatrapi Rasotsavad Vrindaranya Mudara Pani Ramanat Tatrapi Govardhanah Radha Kundamihapi Gokula Pater Prema Mrita Plavanat Kuryadasya Virajato Giri Tate Sevam Viveki Nakaha. It says, greater than Vaikuntha is Mathura because Krishna took birth in Mathura. Greater than Mathura is Vrindavan because he performed pastimes, Rasa Leela there. In Vrindavan, Govardhan is the greatest because Krishna performed pastimes by lifting it with his divine hands. And in the area of Govardhan, Radha Kund is the topmost because it overflows with the liquid love of Krishna. Kuryadasya virajato giritate sevam viveki nakaha. So who is that intelligent person who would refuse to stay in the foothills of Govardhan and serve Sri Radha Kund while staying? Like that. So this is what he says. And then the next verse also glorifies Srimati Radha Kund. Karmibhya parito hare priyataya vyaktim yayur jnaninas tebhyo jnana vimukta bhakti parama premaika nishtastatah tebhyasta pashupala pankaja drishastabhi saradika preshta tadvadiyam tadiya sarasi tamna shreyat kakriti. Karmibhya parito hare priyataya vyaktim yayur jnaninas. More dearer than the karmis in this material world are the jnanis, as Krishna says, tesham jnani nitya yukta eka bhaktir vishishyate priyohi jnanino atyartam aham sachamama priyah. So karmibhya parito hare priyataya vyaktim yayur jnanina tebhyo jnana vimukta bhakti parama. And better than those jnanis are those who are jnana mukta bhaktas, which means shuddha bhaktas, jnana karma dhyanavrita bhaktas, premaika nishtastataha. And amongst all the pure devotees, one who has reached the stage of prema, he is the best. Premaika nishtastataha. And amongst those who have reached the stage of prema, tebhyastha pashupala pankaja drishastabhyopi saradhika. And amongst those who have reached the stage of prema, worshippers of the gopis who are the worshippers of Krishna in Vrindavan, they are the greatest. And Tabhyopi Saradhika, amongst all the gopis, Radharani amongst all the gopis, Radharani is the Preshta Tadvadiyam Tadiya Sarasi. Tadiya Sarasi, and her Kunda, Sri Radha Kund, is as dear to Krishna as Srimati Radharani is to Krishna. Tam na ashrayet, tam na ashrayet pakriti. Who is that fortunate person who would refuse to take shelter of Sri Radha Kund, like that? That is the 10th verse. And finally, the the last verse says, Krishnasyo chai pranaya vasati preyasi byopi radha kundam chasya munibirabitas tadrigeva vyadhai yat preshtairapyalamasulabam kim punar bhakti bhajam tat premedam sakradapi saras natura vishkaroti. So he says, of the many objects of favored delight and of all the lovable damsels of Vrajabhumi, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most treasured object of Krishna's love. That's what we have been discussing, right? Madisha Natatve Vrajavipina Chandram Vrajavana Ishwarin Tan Natatve. One should meditate on Srimati Radharani as the most treasured object of Krishna's love. Tan Natatve. And in every respect, her divine kunda is described by great sages as similarly dear to me. In all respects, just as in all respects, in whatever respects Srimati Radharani is dear to Krishna, in all those respects, Radha Kund is also dear to Krishna, similarly dear to Krishna. Radha Kund is very rarely attained even by the great devotees. Therefore, it is even more difficult for ordinary devotees to attain. If one simply bathes once within those holy waters, one's pure love of Krishna is fully aroused. Anyway, so in this way, we were discussing last time about Radha Kund. So today, we will start discussing about meditation on Govardhan. Radha Kund and Govardhan bestow two things: Lalita Rati, divine love for Krishna, and also they bestow darshan of Krishna's pastimes. Like that. So in the today we will start discussing. We will discuss Govardhana Vasa Prarthana Dashakam by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, where he is requesting Govardhan for residence. Please allow me to reside in your near you, O Giriraji. Kuryadasya virajato giritate sevam vivekina kaha. That was the nectar of instruction verse we say. Who is that intelligent person who would refuse to stay in the foothills of Vrinda, in the foothills of Govardhan, and serve Sri Radha Kund? So therefore, he greatest of all intelligent persons, which is Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, is going to request Giriraji himself of an opportunity to stay there. Please give me an opportunity to stay near you. This is what we are going to pray for today. So we all are going to pray for an opportunity to stay near Giriraji. And if we get to stay near Giriraji, we will get three things. One is, we will get an opportunity to serve Giriraji and serve Radha Kund. And we will get an opportunity if we ever become qualified. Actually, Srila, you know, many of the Gaudiya Acharyas, they refuse to stay near Radha Kund actually. Not because it is inappropriate, but out of humility, they felt they were unqualified. So when we are when we are going to offer this prayer to Giriraj ji, we can meditate. We need not ask for residence near Govardhan. Even though the words are spoken by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, we can pray that one day Giriraj ji makes us qualified to offer this prayer. Because the greatest of our acharyas felt themselves unqualified. Who are we? So therefore, we even though the words say that nija nikata nivasam dehi govardhanatvam, my dear Govardhan, please give me residence at your near you. That is what we are going to, that those are the words that we are going to speak. But in our mind, we should offer the prayer that, my dear Govardhan, one day please make me qualified to offer this prayer. Let me one day become qualified to offer this prayer to you. But the rest of the verse glorifies Govardhan. That we can offer. So we can offer, we can glorify Govardhan, but we cannot directly ask for residence near Govardhan because it is very exalted. But we can offer prayer to one day become qualified to offer this prayer. Okay. So we will chant. This is a slightly different tune. I will chant this tune and the same tune for every single verse of this Dashakam. It has 11 verses, 10 verses glorifying Govardhan and praying for an opportunity to stay near Govardhan. And the 11th verse is Palashruti for offering this Dashakam. Okay. So I will chant the verse and we will see the meaning. Nijapati Bhuja Danda Chatra Bhavam Prapadya Pratihata Madadrishto Danda Devendra Garva Atula Pratula Shaila Shreni Bhupa Priyamme నిజ నికట నివాసం దేహి గోవర్ధనత్వం. సో దట్ ఈస్ ద ఫస్ట్ వర్స్. ఓ గోవర్ధన్, అతుల పృతుల శైల శ్రేణి భూప. అతుల మీన్స్ ఇన్కంపారబుల్. అతుల గ్రేట్, గ్రేట్ మీన్స్ పృతుల, means very broad. Shaila, Shaila means mountain. Shaila Shreni, Shaila Shreni means mountains. Okay. Atula Pratula Shaila Shreni Bhupa, who is the king of all incomparable great mountains. Oh Govardhan, Chatra Bhavam Prapadya. Chatra Bhavam. Chatra is Chatri, umbrella. Chatra Bhavam. You accepted the role of an umbrella. Prapadya. You accepted. You accepted the role of an umbrella. But an umbrella has a hemispherical cover on top and a stick to hold that hemispherical cover. Okay. So, you wear the crown of that umbrella, but what is the stick of that umbrella? Nijapati Bhuja Danda. But for that umbrella, your own Lord used his hand. Nijapati Bhuja Danda Chatra Bhavam Prapadya. So this is Giriraj ji as the umbrella. Okay, that is the first line. Nijapati Bhuja Danda. Nijapati, your own master, Bhuja, he used his hands as the danda, as the stick holding the umbrella. Chatra Bhavam Prapadya. And you assume the form of the top crown of that umbrella. Okay. Then, Pratihata Madadrishto Danda Devendra Garva. So, then, Pratihata. Pratihata means to destroy. So he destroyed Pratihata, the pride, Mada, sorry, Garva. Pratihata Garva of Devendra, Indra. Devendra Garva Pratihata. And you destroyed the pride of Indra. How? What did Indra do? Mada drishto dhanda. Uddhanda. Uddhanda means he raised his weapons. Mada drishta. He madly attacked by raising his weapons. So, you pratihata madadrishto danda de the garva. So, he destroyed the pride of Indra. Okay. Atula prutula shaila shreni bhupa. Atula prutula shaili. Atula Prithula Shaila Shreni Bhupa. And he is the king of all mountains. That's what the third line talks about. King of all mountains. Priyamme. So then he says, Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi. Nija Nikata, near you. Nivasam, residence. Dehi. Please give me residence near you, Tvam. You please give me. Oh, Giriraji, you please grant me residence near you. Priyamme. And to stay near you is very dear to me. So the fourth line is, please grant me residence near you. Okay. Nijapati Bhujadanda Chatra Bhavam Prapadya. Oh, Giriraji, you became an umbrella using your master's hand as the stick. Pratihata Madadrishto Danda Devendra Garva. And you destroyed the pride of Indra, who with weapons raised in his hands was ready to destroy Vrindavan. Atula Prithula Bhupa. And you are the king of all incomparable great mountains. Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. O Govardhan, please grant me a residence near you. Priyamme, which is very dear to me. This is the first verse. Okay. So we will chant this verse once and then we will move on to the next verse. Nijapati Bhuja Danda Chatra Bhavam Prapadya Pratihata Madadrishto Danda Devendra Garba Atula Prithula Shaila Shreni Bhupa Priyamme Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. That is the first verse. Next verse. Pramadamadana Lila कंदरे कंदरे ते रचयति नवयोनो द्वंद्वमस्मिन् मंदम् इति किल कलनार्थम् लग्नकस्तद्वयोर्मे निज निकट निवासम् देहि गोवर्धनत्वम् ओ गोवर्धन निज निकट निवासम देहित्वम प्लीज ग्रांट मी द रेसिडेंस नियर यू. ओ ओके देर इज सम प्रॉब्लम आई आई डिड नॉट I did not like this. Okay, the paragraph I will do it next time. There is some mistake here. I did not complete this one paragraph, so I apologize. I will complete this next time. Prabada Madana Lila Kandare Kandare Te Rachayati Rachayati Navayunor Dvandvamasmin Amandam. Okay, anyway, I will do this next time and then I will get back to you. I forgot. I thought I had completed it, but somehow it's incomplete. Okay. Next. Third. Anupama Manivedi Ratnasimhasanorvi Ruhajaradarasano Droni Sangeshurangai सह बल सखी संग खेलयन स्वप्रियं निज निकट निवासं देहि गोवर्धनत्वं. सो इस इज ओ गोवर्धन संखेलयन संखेलयन खेलयन मीन्स टू प्ले. संखेलयन मीन्स ही played very completely, he played very happily. Where Lord Krishna happily plays, Sankhelayan, Saha, along with Bala, Balramji, Kibihi, along with all his Balramji and his friends. Saha Bala Sakibi, Sankhelayan, along with Balramji and all the friends. So this is the Govardhan as the playground of Krishna and friends. Saha bala sakhibhi sankhelayan swapriyam. And then Anupama Mani Vedi. So where do they play in Govardhan? O hill where Lord Krishna happily with Balramji and his friends, plays with Balramji and his friends in the incomparable jeweled courtyards. Anupama, incomparable. Manivedi, jeweled courtyards. Ratna Simhasana. And there are jeweled lion thrones which are there in Govardhan. They are there today also. There are jeweled courtyards. There are jeweled simhasanas. They are still there, hiding behind the veil. Hiding behind the veil. We cannot see through our eyes. अतः श्री कृष्ण नामादि न भवेत् ग्राह्यम इंद्रियैः सेवोन्मुखे हि जिह्वादौ स्वयमेव स्फुरत्यतः. वेन अवर सेंसेस बिकम कंप्लीटली सेवोन्मुख हरि सेवा अनुकूल. वेन अवर सेंसेस बिकम कंप्लीटली तत्पर completely dedicated to Krishna, Krishnendriya Preeti, when they become attuned perfectly for Krishnendriya Preeti, Swayameva Spuratyadaha. Actually, when we see Govardhan, we will see Anupama Manivedi. We will actually see jeweled courtyards. We will see jeweled Simhasanas. And everything. And all of that we will be able to see. Along, not only that, we will also see Krishna performing his pastimes there. Krishna and his friends and his companions performing pastimes there, we will be able to see that. So, he says that Sahabala Sakibi Sankhelayan, O Govardhan, O hill, where Lord Krishna happily plays with Balram and his friends in the incomparable jeweled courtyards, Anupama Manivedi, Ratna Simhasana, and jeweled lion thrones. Then there is Ruha, is Urvi Ruha, sorry, Urvi Ruha is trees, Jhara. Jhara is waterfalls. And Darashanu Droni Sangheshu. Somehow I thought I had completed, but these are some are incomplete. Ruha Jara Darashanu Droni Sangheshu Rangaihi. So Govardhan provides trees, waterfalls, Ruha Jara, okay, Mount Brooks. Brooks are small, you know, rivulets. There are caves. And there are peaks. And there are valleys. So, Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehitvam. Please grant residence near you, O Govardhan, that is so dear to me. So this whole verse talks about actually Govardhan as Krishna's personal playground. Okay. Fully equipped. Everything that Krishna and his friends need to enjoy, everything is there in Govardhan. Okay. So, we will chant the verse once more. Anupama Mani Vedi Ratna Simhasanorvi Ruhajara Darashanu Droni Sangeshu Rangai Sahabala Sakibi Sang Kelayan Swapriyam Nijanikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. So this is Girirajji as the playground. Okay. Next, fourth verse. Fourth verse. Rasanidhi Navayuno Sakshinim Dana Kele Dyuti Parimala Vidham Shyama Vedim Prakashya Rasika Varakulanam Modamaspalayanme Nijanikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. So, O Govardhan, Prakashya. The hill that shows Shyamavedi. Shyamavedi is the dark courtyard. So, Vedi, courtyard means, Vedi means courtyard. Shyama is dark. Shyama Vedim Prakashya. So Govardhan is that hill which shows that dark courtyard, which is Vidham, which is imbued, that Shama Vedi is imbued with Parimala, fragrance, duty, splendor. It is very splendorous and it is very fragrant, and Sakshinim Danakele, and it is the witness of Danakeli pastime. Okay. So so this was, he says, so Danakeli pastime is where Krishna is the gopis are trying to go through that small opening that is available. Krishna is blocking that place and he is asking for taxes in the form of milk and curd and butter and ghee in order to cross that place. So tax collector, Danakeli Leela. So Danakeli Leela happened there, and the witness of the Danakeli Leela is the Shama Vedi in Govardhan. So Govardhan Prakashya, Govardhan provides that Shama Vedi, which is the dark courtyard, which is imbued with wonderful fragrance, Parimala, and duty and splendor, Sakshinim Danakele, and which is the witness of the Danakeli pastime. So, who is performing the Danakeli pastime? Rasanidhi Navayunoho. Who is performing Danakeli pastime? Navayuno, the youthful divine couple, Shri Krishna and Radharani, are performing the Danakeli pastime. And who are this Navayuno? Rasanidhi. Both of them, they are treasure houses of nectarian mellows. Rasanidhi Navayuno Sakshinim Danakele. Rasanidhi Navayuno, the divine, who are Rasanidhi, who are the treasure house of divine mellows, their Danakeli pastime is witnessed, Sakshinim, by what? Shama Vedi. And what is that Shama Vedi? Vidham. It is imbued with duty, splendor, and Parimala, fragrance. And where is that Shama Vedi? Govardhan is Prakashya. Govardhan provides that Shama Vedi, which acts as a witness for this whole Danakeli pastime performed by the divine couple, youthful divine couple, Radha and Krishna, Navayuno, who are Rasanidhi, and that Shama Vedi is filled with duty, splendor, and Parimala, fragrance. So that is the first two lines. Okay. So the first two lines describe Govardhan as the witness of Danakeli pastime. Rasanidhi Navayuno Sakshinim Danakele Dyuti Parimala Vidham Shama Vedim Prakashya. Then he says, Modam Asphalayan. Asphalayan means to bring. Modam means bliss. Okay. So, Modam Asphalayan. Which bestows bliss, or which brings bliss, to whom? Rasika Vara Kulanam. to the best of those who relish transcendental nectar. So he says that bestower of bliss to the rasikas. Rasika varakulanam modam asphalayan. So Giriraji bestows great bliss to the best of the rasikas. Rasika varakulanam modam asphalayan me. Nija nikata nivasam dehi govardhanakvam. So he says, therefore, Giriraji, please grant me residence near you. Okay, like that. So this verse describes about Giriraji to be the witness of the Danakeli pastime and also the bestower of bliss to the Rasikas. So we will chant this verse once more. Rasanidhi Navayunor Sakshinim Danakele Dyuti Parimala Vidham Shama Vedim Prakashya Rasika Varakulanam Modamasvalayanme Nijanikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. So Govardhanatvam, oh Giriraji, please grant me residence near you. Like that. So this is the fourth verse where Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is praying to Giriraji. He is glorifying Govardhan as the witness of the Danakeli pastime. And he is also glorifying Govardhan as the bestower of the greatest bliss to the Rasikas. And then he, after glorification, he asks for a benediction. Please offer me residence near you. Like that. Then he says, Haridayitam apurvam Radhika kundamatma Priyasakamiha kante Narmanalingya gupta Navayuvayuga kelas Tatra pashyanra home Nija nikata nivasam Dehi govardhanatvam. So he says, O Govardhan, Gupta, O hill that hiding, Narmana Alingya. So Giriraji is playfully embracing Kante, the neck, Atma Priyasakam. So, Atma Priyasakam means the dear friend. So, Giriraji is playfully embracing the neck of Krishna's dear friend, Hari Dayitam, who is very dear to Lord Hari. What is that? The Apurvam Radha Kundam, the unprecedented, incomparable Radha Kundam. Haridayitam apurvam radha kundam atma priyasakam iha kante narmana alingya guptaha. So Giriraji hidingly and playfully is embracing the neck of Krishna's dear friend who is very dear to Krishna, which is the incomparable Radha Kund. Okay, so while embracing the neck of Radha Kund, so this is the geography of Govardhan, you know, that is described in a very sweet way. So Govardhan, the geography of Govardhan is such that it looks like Giriraj is secretly embracing the neck of Radha Kund, just like and for what? Why is he embracing the neck of Radha Kund? He says, Pashyan Raho. Raho means secretly. Pashyan means to see. Because he wants to secretly gaze at the Kela, Kela, at the pastimes. Nava Yuva Yuga. Nava, fresh, Yuva, youthful Yuga. Two of them. Radha and Krishna, who are freshly youthful, their pastimes. So just like if two friends, you know, they want to secretly look at something. One friend puts hands on the neck of the other friend to rest and rest his head so that he can secretly look at something. Both of them can secretly look. So not only do Radha Kund and Giriraji provide us the opportunity to take darshan of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Radha Kund and Giriraji, with hands on their shoulders, themselves are secretly gazing at these pastimes. Okay. Nija Nikata Nivasam. Dehi Govardhanatvam. O Govardhan, please grant me the residence near you. So this verse talks about Govardhan, the secret gazer of Radha and Krishna's pastimes, along with Radha Kund. Okay. So that is what this verse talks about. Okay. So Hari Daitam. So he says, so this is also, we will once more go through the translation. O Govardhana, Guptaha. In a hiding way, Narmana, you playfully alingya, embrace, contain the neck of Atma Priyasakam. So Atma Priyasakam means he is the dear friend of Radha Kund, is the dear friend of Giriraji. And Radha Kund is also very dear to Lord Hari. Okay. Apurvam Radha Kundam, unprecedented, incomparable Radha Kund. She is, that Radha Kund is the Atma Priyasakam, a very dear friend of Giriraji, and also Haridayitam, very dear to Krishna also. So Giriraji is putting his hands and embracing the neck of Radha Kund so that Pashyan Raho, both of them can secretly gaze. Nava Yuva Yuga Kela, the pastimes of the freshly youthful couple of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, O Giriraji, Vam Me Dehi Nija Nikata Nivasam, please grant me the residence near you. Okay. Like that. Okay. We will chant the verse once. Haridayitamapurvam Radhika Kundamatma Priyasakamiha Kante Narmanalingya Gupta Navayuvayuga Kelas Tatra Pashyan Rahome Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanat. So that is the fifth verse. Okay. I hope. So there are 10 verses. 5 verses we have already seen. Okay. Before we move on to the subsequent verses, I want you to quickly recollect whatever we have seen. Okay, please type in the chat box and please keep sharing what all we have heard about Giriraj Govardhan. Please do the recollection. Let's do the smaranam for what we have seen till now. Please type in the chat box. I'll be waiting for your response. Secret gazer. Okay. If you remember the details also, you write. He's the secret gazer. Along with whom? Along with Radhakund. So, he is like an umbrella and the stick is Krishna's hand. Right? So, Chatra Bhavam Prapadya. Nijapati Bhujadanda Chatra Bhavam Prapadya. Very good. Yes. What else? What else? Please recollect. He is the playground of Krishna. Okay, what all he provides as a playground? Please try to recollect the details also. The general thing is also okay. He provides trees. He provides waterfalls. He provides grass. He provides jeweled. Okay. He is the bestower of bliss to the Rasikas. Rasika Varakulanam Modam Asphalayanme. And he is the observer of the Danakeli pastime. Actually, especially the Shamavedi. Yeah. Sakshinim Danakele. Dyuti Parimala. Shamavedim Prakashya. So by providing the Shamavedi acts as the observer or as the Sakshi, as the witness of the Danakeli pastimes. Yes, what else? What else? Please try to recollect. This is Smaranam. This is, we are trying to do Smaranam. What else? Along with Radhakund, he observes the pastimes. Yeah. Priyasaka mihakante narmana lingya gupta. So he gazes at these pastimes. Nava yuva yuga kela saksh. Sorry. What is it? Nava yuva yuga kela tatra pashyan rahome. Nija nikata nivasam dehi govardhanastho. Yes, what else? What else? Please recollect, please. This is a very purifying experience. We are trying to recollect about Giriraji. What else does he do? How does he assist the pastimes of Krishna? What else does he do? That's it. Only a handful, few of you, just 3-4 of you have shared something. What about others? Others, the video is off. You are all muted and the video is off. I mean, are you there or not? I don't know. At least respond. Try to recollect something. Smaranam, we are trying to do Smaranam now. Okay, anyway. So, fifth verse, because we saw it latest, devotees could recollect. He playfully embraces the neck of Radhakund and tries, both of them secretly gaze at the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Then, in the fourth verse, he rasanidhi navayunor sakshinim dana keler. So, this also devotees recollected. So, he provides the Shamavedi, which is imbued with fragrance and splendor, which acts as the witness of the Danakeli pastime of the Navayuno, of the divine couple who are Rasanidhi, who are the nectar treasure. And Rasika Varakulanam Modam Asphalayanme. This aspect also devotees recollected. It gives great bliss to the Rasikas. And then the third verse we saw, Govardhan is the perfect playground for Krishna. Anupama Manivedi, Ratna Simhasanorvi, Ruhajara Darashanu, Droni Sangak, Sangeshu Rangaihi, Sahabala Sakibi Sankelayan Swapriyammi, Nijanikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. How Govardhan acts as the hill which where Lord Krishna happily plays with Balram and his friends in the Anupama Manivedi, in the jeweled courtyards, jeweled thrones, trees, mountain brooks, caves, peaks and valleys. All of that is provided by Govardhan. And the second verse I said, okay, it's incomplete. I will complete it and get back to you. And the first verse, you know, how Giriraji acts as Nijapati Bujadanda Chatra Bhavam Prapadya Pratihata Madadrishto Dhanda Devendra Garva. And it destroyed the pride of Indra, who was with the weapons in his hand, was ready to attack Govardhan and the whole of Vrindavan. Atula Prithula Shaila Shreni Bhupa. And this is the king of all the great mountains. Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. Okay, anyway. So we will now move ahead from the sixth verse onwards. Please try to recollect. So from the sixth verse onwards, after we complete 10 verses, you again have to do this Smaranam. Okay. Okay. Next. Sixth verse. Stala jala tala shashpair bhuruha chayaya cha pratipadam manukalam hanta samvardayanga trijagati nijagotram sartakam kyapayanme nijanikata nivasam dehi govardhanatvam. O Govardhan, Hanta Samvardayan Gaha. Gaha means cows. Samvardayan means to nourish. So, Giriraji nourishes the cows. So he says, how? Pratipadam, at every step, Anukalam, at all times, at every step and at all times, Giriraji nourishes the cows. How? Sthala. He gives a very nice soft land for the cows to move ahead. Jala. He gives them paniya suyavasa kandara kandamulai. So, he gives water. Thala. Flat surface for the cows. Shashpair, grass for the cows to graze. Bhuruha chayaya. And he also provides wonderful shades of its trees for the cows to come and sit after grazing. They can take rest there. They can chew the cud, you know, resting under the shades of those trees. And in this way, Yapayan, he very clearly declares Trijagati. He declares to the three worlds Sartakam, the appropriateness of Nijagotram, of his own name. What is his own name? Govardhan. Govardhan means one who nourishes the cows. That is Govardhan. So, how does Govardhan nourish? How does Govardhan declare to the three worlds the appropriateness of his names? Samvardayanga, by nourishing the cows. How does he nourish the cows? Pratipadam, anukalam, at every step and at all times, he provides for the cows stala, jala, tala, shashpair, Buruha chayayacha, stala, land, water, flat surface, grass to grass, buruha chaya, you know, the shades of his trees, pratipadam, at every step, anukalam, at all times, and in this way, samvardayanga, in this way he nourishes the cows. So therefore, by doing this, tri jagati, in all the three worlds, nija gotram, his own name, gotram is name, sartakam khyapayanmi, he has proved that I am not inappropriately named. I am so appropriately named. I am very appropriately named as Govardhan because I nourish the cows, samvardayanga, through stala, jala, tala, shashpair, buruha, chayayacha, pratipadam, anukalam. At every step and at all times, I nourish the cows through land, water, flat surface, grass, shades of its trees. And in this way, I declare to the three worlds the appropriateness of my name. I am Govardhan and I am appropriately named as Govardhan because samvardayanga, I nourish the cows. So this verse glorifies the Govardhan as Govardhan, the nourisher of cows. Okay, that is the sixth verse. We will chant the verse once more. Stala jala buruha chayayacha pratipadam anukalam hanta samvardayanga trijagati nijagotram sartakam khyapayanme nijanikata nivasam dehi govardhanatvam. So this is trijagati nijagotram sartakam khyapayanmi. In the three worlds, you have declared the appropriateness of your name, of your own name. Please grant me the residence near you. Nija nikata nivasam dehi govardhanatvam. O Govardhan, please grant me, you please grant me residence near you. This is the sixth verse. Okay. Seventh verse. Surapati krita dhirga drohato goshta raksham tavanava griharupas yantare kurvataiva agabakaripunochair dattamanadrutam me nija nikata nivasam dehi govardhanatvam. Uchaihi means very high. Datta means to give. Mana means honor. Datta uchair mana. So you are highly, you are very highly honored by whom? Agha Baka Ripuna. Ripuna means by the enemy. By the enemy of Agha and Baka. Agasur and Bakasur. Who is the enemy of Agasur and Bakasur? Krishna. Datta Uchairmana. You are given very high honor by Agha Baka Ripu. By the enemy of Agasur and Bakasur, who is Krishna. And what did Krishna do? Goshta Raksham Kurvata Eva. Goshta is his cowherd community. Raksham Kurvata. He protected his cowherd community Dirga Drohataha from the long onslaught. Surapati Krita of Indra. Surapati is Indra. Surapati Krita Dirga Drohataha. Goshta Raksham Kurvataiva. Krishna protected the Vrindavan Vasis, the Vrajavasis from the deep onslaught. Deep onslaught or long onslaught of by Indra. Tava antare. So he could, Krishna wanted to protect the Goshta and you gave him the scope for that. So, you know, beneath your form, beneath your form, Surapati Krita Dhorga, sorry, Krita Dhirga Drohato Goshta Raksham Tava Navagriha Rupasi. So beneath your form, Navagriha Rupasi as the new home. So Krishna created new home for the Vrajavasis beneath you. So therefore, you are so, even you are very highly honored even by Krishna. Uchair Dattamana, you are very highly honored by Agabaka Ripuna, by the enemy of Agasur and Bakasur. Goshtasham Kurvateva, who protected the Vrajavasis. Surapati Krita Dirga Drohataha, from the long onslaught of Indra. Tava antare, beneath you. And beneath you, he created Navagriha Rupasi. He created new home for the Vrajavasis beneath you, and you acted as an instrument. Therefore, Uchair Dattamana, he gives you great honor. You are highly honored by Krishna. Therefore, Drutam, please quickly, Drutam Tvam Medehi, quickly grant me Nijanikata Nivasam, the residence near you. Okay, so quickly provide me residence near you, my dear Girirajji. Okay. So Govardhan is highly honored by Krishna for providing new homes for the Vrajavasis during Indra's fierce attack. Okay. So we will chant the verse once more. Surapati Krita Dhirga Drohato Goshta Raksham Tavanavagriha Rupas Yantare Kurvataiva Agavakaripuno Chai Dattamana Drutam Me Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. So this is the seventh verse, where Govardhan is honored even by Krishna for providing new homes for the Vrajavasis during Indra's fierce attack. Temporary homes for the Vrajavasis. That is the seventh verse. Okay. Next. Then, not only does Krishna honor Girirajji, but Radharani also honors Girirajji. How? Girindrupa Haridasa Shre ేతి నామ మృతమిదముదితం శ్రీ రాధికా వక్త చంద్రా వ్రజనవతిలకత్వే క్లుప్త వేదైర్స్ఫుటం మే నిజ నికట నివాసం దేహి గోవర్ధనత్వం. ఓకే, సో జస్ట్ హోల్డ్ ఆన్. Okay, so he says, oh Giri Nripa, oh king of mountains, Namamritam, when the nectar of your name, Haridasa Shreni Varya, Haridasa Varya, when the nectar of your name, Namamritam, Haridasa Shreni Varya Iti Namamritam Idam. When this nectar of your name, Haridasa Shreni Varya, Haridasa Varya, iti idamuditam, when this came forth from Shri Radhika Bhaktra Chandra, from the moonlike face of Srimati Radhika. So who is that one who gave the name Haridasa Varya to Haridasa Varya to గిరిరాజ్జి శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి హర్సెల్ఫ్? గిరి నృప హరిదాస శ్రేణి వర్య ఇతి నామామృతం ఇదం ఉదితం శ్రీ రాధికా వక్త చంద్ర. వెన్ ద నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ నేమ్ శ్రేణి వర్య ఇతి ఇదముదితం శ్రీ రాధికా వక్త కేమ్ ఫోర్త్ ఫ్రమ్ ద మూన్ లైక్ ఫేస్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమతి రాధికా. క్లిప్త స్ఫుటం, స్ఫుటం మీన్స్ వెరీ క్లియర్లీ. క్లిప్త మీన్స్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్. You are clearly established Vedaihi, by the Vedas, as Vraja Nava Tilakatve, as the new Tilak of Vraja. Tilak means what? The best. Tilak means the best. Or you can say the representative. Okay, just like the Tilak represents a particular sampradaya. You can see the tilak and say, oh, this is Sri Vaishnava, this is Gaudiya Vaishnava, this is Madhva, this is Nimbarka, like that, sampradaya. So, Vraja Nava Tilakatve Klupta Vedair Sputam. Sputam. Klupta Sputam. You are clearly established by the Vedas as the Vraja Nava Tilakatve, as the new tilak of Vraja. Tvam me dehi nija nikata nivasam. Please grant grant me residence near you. So this is Govardhan as Haridasa Varya. Okay, so again we will go through. Oh Giri Nripa, O king of mountains, Namamritam, when the nectar of your name, Haridasa Shreni Varya, as the best of the Lord servant, Iti Idam Uditam, when this name was spoken, Shri Radhika Vakta Chandra. When right from the mouth of Srimati Radharani, when this was spoken right from the mouth of Srimati Radharani, Klipta Sputam. You are clearly established Vedaihi, by the Vedas, as Vraja Nava Tilakatve, as the new Tilak of Vrindavan. Tvam me dehi nijanikata nivasam. Please grant me the residence near you. So we will chant this verse once more. Girindripa Haridasa Shreni Varyeti Nama మృతమిదముదితం శ్రీ రాధికా వక్త్ర చంద్రాత్ వ్రజనవతిలకత్వే క్లిప్త వేదైర్స్ఫుటం మే నిజ నికట నివాసం దేహి గోవర్ధనత్వం. So this is Radharani awarding the name Haridasavarya to Giriraji. And therefore, Giriraji is called the Tilak of Vrindavan. Vrajanava Tilakatve Klipta Vedair Sputammi. The Vedas clearly present, clearly establish you, O Giriraji, as the new Tilak of Vraja. You are the representative. You are the best. Vrajanala Navatilakatve as the new Tilak of Vrindavan. Like that. Okay. Okay, next. Nine. Nija Jana Yukta Radha Krishna Maitri Rasata Vrajanara Pashupakshi Vrata Saukyai Kadata Aganita Karunatvan Mamuri Krityatantam Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. Saukya Eka Data. Saukya, happiness. Eka, only. Data, giver. You are the only happiness giver. To whom? Vraja Nara Pashu Pakshi Vrata. To Nara, humans, Pashu, animals, Pakshi Vrata. Pakshi, Vrata means collection of. You are the of Vraja. You alone are the giver of happiness to the people, animals, and birds of Vraja. And who are the people, animals, and birds of Vraja? Maitri Rasakta, who are filled with the mood of friendship. Friendship with whom? Radha Krishna. With Radha and Krishna, they are filled with the mood of friendship towards Radha and Krishna. Not just Radha and Krishna, Nija Jana Yuta, along with their companions also. So the people, animals, and birds of Vrindavan, friendship with Radha and Krishna and their companions. And you, O Govardhan, you are the only giver of happiness to those people, animals, and birds of Vrindavan who have a mood of friendship towards Radha and Krishna and their companions. Nija Jana Yuta Radha Krishna Maitri Rasakta, who are they? Vraja Nara Pashu Pakshi Vrata Saukya Ekadataha. Okay, so so therefore this is Govardhan as the only bestower of happiness to people, animals, and birds of Vraja. Okay. Okay. Saukya Ekadata. He alone gives happiness to Vraja, Nara, Pashu, Pakshivrat, to all humans, animals, and birds of Vrindavan. Maitri Rasakta, who are filled with a mood of friendship towards Radha and Krishna and their Nijajana and their companions. So therefore, Aganita Karunatvan. Karunatvan, you are merciful. But Aganita Karunatvan, you are immeasurably merciful. So therefore, Mam Uri Kritya, please accept me. Tantam, I am a fallen soul, I am a buried soul. completely weary. You know, I'm tired living in this material world. So please accept this completely tired, wearied soul and nija nikata nivasam dehi, and please give me a dwelling place near you, O Govardhan. Okay, we'll chant the verse once more. Nija jana yuta radha krishna maitri rasata vrajanara pashupakshi vrata saukyaika dhata aganita karunatvan mamuri krutya tantam nija nikata nivasam dehi govardhanappam. So that is the ninth verse. Then 10th verse. Nirupadi karunena shri shachi nandanena vaikapati shatopi tvatpriyena arpitosmi iti kalu mama yogya yogyatam tama grannan nija nikata nivasam dehi govardhanatvam. So here Srila Raghunath Das Goswami says kapati, cheater, shataha, criminal api, even though I am a cheater and a criminal. Nirupadi karunena. Shachinandanena. Shri Shachinandan, who is Nirupadi Karunena, the unlimitedly merciful Lord Shachinandan, Tvat Priyena, who is very dear to you, Tvayi Arpitosmi. So this is very amazing. This is the mode. This is the mode of, and this comes so naturally to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. He says, I mean, you know, practically if you have seen in Radha Gokulanand Mandir, I think, right? Radha Gokulanand Mandir, the Govardhan Shila given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami is there. Literally, this is the size of that Govardhan Shila, that's all. And there is the thumb impression of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the middle. This is the size. So when someone gives you a stone, you don't say, you will say that he gave me the stone. You won't say he gave me to the stone. Right? But when that stone is Girirajji, who is non-different from Krishna, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami says, Nirupadi karunena shri shachi nandanena tvai kapati shatopi tvat priyena arpitosmi. Tvai arpitosmi. He has given me to you. He does not say, he has given you to me. You see the size. Raghunath Das Goswami, how small is that small Govardhan Shila? But see how is Krishna seeing, Raghunath Das Goswami seeing that Govardhan Shila? He says, he has offered me to you. Kapata Shatopi, even though I am a cheater, I am a criminal, but Nirupadi Karunena Shri Sachinandanena, the unlimitedly merciful Lord Sachinandan, Priyena, who is very dear to you, Tvayi Arpitosmi, he has given me to you, O Govardhana. Therefore, my dear Govardhan, iti khalu mama yogya ayogyatam tam aghrinan. Aghrinan, please do not consider whether I am yogya or ayogya. Please do not consider whether I am acceptable or not acceptable. But Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. Please grant me residence near you. Please don't think. Because if you think whether I am qualified or not, you will reject me. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has offered me to you, and that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very dear to you. So just to please your dear friend Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please don't reject me. Please accept me. So he has offered me to you, at least out of your love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though I am a cheater and a criminal, please accept me. So this is the mood of Raghunath Das Goswami. So he says, even though I am a cheater, please accept me as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has offered me to you. So we will chant this verse once more. Nirupadi karunena Shri Shachinandanena Twayi kapati shatopi Twatpriyenarpitosmi Iti kalu mama yogya Yogya tam tam agrannan Nija nikata nivasam Dehi govardhanatvam. So he says, I am a cheater, I am a criminal, but the unlimitedly merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is very dear to you, he has offered me to you. So please don't reject me. At least out of your love and respect for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please don't reject me. Please don't even think whether I am qualified or not. Because if you think, you will find no qualification in me. So don't accept me based on my qualification. Please accept me because your dear friend Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has offered me to you. So please accept me. This is the mode that he is presenting. I will take 2 minutes extra and we will just do the last verse, which is the Palashruti of this Sri Govardhana Vasa. He says, Rasada Dashakamasya Shrila Govardhanasya Kshitidhara Kulabhartur Yaprayatnadadite Sasapadi Sukadesmin Vasama Sadhya Saksha Shubhada Yugaleva Ratnamapnoti Turnam Sahayaha. He who Prayatna Dadite, who carefully studies Rasada Dashakam, these 10 nectarian verses. One who carefully studies these 10 nectarian verses, Srila Govardhanasya Asya Bartuhu Kshitidhara Kula. Describing the mountain, the king of the mountain, Sri Govardhan. Bhartuhu means master. Kshiti Dhara is mountains. Kula means collection of mountains. Bhartuhu, the king of mountains, Srila Govardhan. Yaha saha yaha prayatna dadite. One who carefully studies Rasada Dashakam, these nectarian verses, Srila Govardhanasya Kshiti Dhara Kula Bhartuhu, who is the king of all the mountains, Saha, that person, Sapadi Asadya. Sapadi means quickly. Quickly attain. He will quickly attain where? Vasam. He will quickly attain a dwelling. Where? Asmin Sukade. At this joyous place of Govardhan. Anturna Vapnoti. And he will very quickly Ratnam, this auspicious jewel of Yugala Seva, of personal service to the divine couple. Okay. So, what is the phala of reciting this dashakam? So, he will get the phala is residence in Govardhan. Okay. And at quick attainment of personal service. Okay. We'll chant once more. Rasada dashakamasya Shrila Govardhanasya Shitidhara kulabharto Yaprayatnadadite Sasapadi sukadesmin Vasamasadya sakshat Shubhada yugala seva Ratnamapnoti turnam. So one very quickly attains the precious jewel of personal service to the divine couple, and also will attain a dwelling at this joyous place of Shri Giriraj Govardhan. Shri Giriraj Govardhan ki jai. Shila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad ki jai. This is really very nice. Actually, there are so many more wonderful Ashtakams glorifying Govardhan by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, by Srila Rupa Goswami. What we read was by Srila Raghunath Das. Really beautiful. There is no end. You know, we can go on memorizing these verses. But it was very nice. So, thank you very much for your patient listening. I never allowed you to speak today. I feel very bad about it. I don't like speaking all the time. So, but anyway, thank you very much for your patient listening. And I apologize for not allowing you to participate. Of course, I did. I did, because you did share, at least recollect, did smaranam of the first five verses. I didn't. We did not have time to do smaranam of the next six verses. Someone please remind me, because the second verse is incomplete. We have to do it. Someone please, tomorrow or day after, please remind me so that I will complete it. And next time we will complete the second verse also. And then we will do a full overview of the Govardhan Vasa Prarthana Dashakam. And then we will do one or two more Ashtakams next time. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad ki jai. Srila Govardhan, Shri Govardhan Vasa Prarthana Dashakam ki jai. Shri Manasiksha ki jai. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.